Item number six, Blanchard Clam Company. Good morning, Mr. Badger.
Good morning, Commissioner. How are you?
Good. What do you have for us?
I have Blanchard Clam Company. Request authorization to retain or replace a previously permitted crab shedding pier that is 213 feet long by 4 feet wide, which includes a 16-foot by 12-foot enclosed shed, a 40 by 30-foot open pile platform with upwellers, oyster grater, and tables, and to construct a 6-foot by 4-foot enclosed water intake pump house and install 24 tailor floats along Punkatee Creek in the town of Harberton. This is to support aquaculture, his aquaculture shellfish operation, and the project is protested by nearby property owners. Location of the project, the Eastern Shore, Bay, Atlantic Ocean, 13, town of Anancock, is in this general area here. A little closer view, town of Anancock is approximately 10 miles by road through the town of Harberton and Punkatee Creek. Again, a little aerial view of 2013 showing the town of Harberton here. town of Harberton, country club for you that are familiar with it, and I live right there. A little closer view, Blanchard Clam Company is a small commercial clam operation that has been operating or renting the facility from the Pruitt family since 2004. Mrs. Pam Lloyd and her is the present owner, and Mr. Blanchard and Mrs. Lloyd are in the process of formalizing a written rental agreement. At this time, we do not have that rental agreement. I've talked to both the applicant, the property owner, and their attorney, and they have assured me that they will have an agreement in writing submitted to us within the next 2 to 3 weeks. This is important because we do not feel without that rental agreement we can permit to the applicant who is not the owner. A little closer view. This is the Pruitt / Lloyd / Blanchard commercial facility here. There's another commercial facility adjacent to it, and these are private piers. This is the town commercial, not the town, but the county commercial dock that you can ride out on. And then the boat ramp facility is just up off the page here. Again, this is a fee simple piece of property. It's not very wide, but it is a fee simple property. Mr. Lloyd's father, Robert S. Pruitt, received a VMRC permit back in 1992 to construct a commercial open pile crab shedding facility. This facility was built in 92 or 93, and what was built is what you basically see here today. Staff was contacted in early June 2015 by nearby property owners with their concerns that the Blanchards were adding to the commercial facility. They were also concerned with the increased noise from the aquaculture operation at the pier. You can see the facility and the upwellers here. It's quite busy. A site visit was made on June 11th of last year with Mr. Blanchard in attendance. Mr. Blanchard stated that parts of the pier and platforms had been... I'm going to get rid of this. Mr. Blanchard stated that parts of the pier and platform had been rebuilt in the existing footprint to accommodate the weight of the upwellers, and he did not realize authorization was required from VMRC for maintenance or repair. During the site visit, staff noticed a 16-foot by 12-foot enclosed structure here in blue and a 40-foot by 30-foot structure platform here. The original permit was for a 12-foot by 10-foot structure in this general area in orange and a 30-foot by 28-foot platform with a roof over top of it. We also noticed that the platform in blue had been rebuilt over the existing footprint. As you can see, the structure of the, well, structure was built in 92. Basically, what is in blue was built, not what was originally permitted. And that's part of the reason we're here today. Notice to comply was issued. At the time, Mr. Robert K. Pruitt and Mrs. Pam M. Lloyd, which is Robert S. Pruitt's son and daughter, was issued on June 24th of last year, and that notice directed removal of all the portions of the existing operations that was not built in accordance with the 92 permit within 30 days. In lieu of removal of the platform, shed, water pumps, and floats, at this time, we did agree to consider an after-fact application. On July 28th of last year, we did receive an application that was submitted by Mr. Blanchard, who is the applicant. This application was then submitted to our standard public interest review. Again, this is just drawings that were submitted. Little pump house on the end. And upwellers, tables, grader, and water pump to the end of the pier. Just cross-section showing what's existing. Little shed, the platforms, and the proposed water pump. After investigating the history of the structure, reviewing old aerial photos, staff concluded that the original structure was never built to the permitted dimensions. The existing base footprint was constructed in 92, some 22 years ago. Again, you can see the structure in Google Earth's 1992, the little shed, the platform, and that's a boat offshore. I've measured this. It's approximately the same distance as what's there now. And these are just the original permitted drawings. I think the big issue here was, instead of being 30 feet, this should have been 60. Would have pushed it out beyond the wetlands, which was the intent anyway. If that had been 60, this all would have been relatively close to where it should have been. And as you can see, the old cross-section shows a roof over the platform, which they never built. In response to our public interest review, we received six letters of concern. Only three, however, wanted their letters to be considered a protest. Their concerns are parking, noise, aesthetics, structural concerns, restroom facilities, trash entering Punkatig Creek. Just another view looking straight on. We have received comments back from the health department, who advises the facility is in compliance with the health department's regulations and their marina program has no objections. VDOT states that it is that there is no legal parking within the state right of way. However, if the county requests no parking signs along a section of road, they would have to do a study, would be required. Conservation and Recreation does not anticipate the project will adverse impact their natural heritage resources. Game and Inland Fish has no concerns with the facility continued use. DEQ states that the project will not require a Virginia Water Protection Permit. Accomack County Wetlands Board did not require any additional permits. Everything that was over their jurisdiction did not change. And no other state agency has commented on the project. As you can see, here's the road, very little pull-off. You have large trailers, 25-footers, coming down here to the boat ramp. So there is some issue about getting past the existing two or three trucks that may be there at any time. Another view showing the pumps, the existing platform, and the upwellers. This was taken in the winter, and in Mr. Blanchard's defense, last fall, we asked them not to continue working on fixing up the platform until this was taken care of with the commission. A little closer view, and you can see the upwellers, the weight with the water in them has pushed the existing poles down. I'll leave that up. Had we not received, this is our summary and recommendation, had we not received complaints that the facility was being enlarged, we may not have learned that the structure was out of compliance. It is unfortunate that Mr. Pruitt did not construct the facility as was originally permitted back in 92. Had the facility been built as permitted and maintained, only the water pumps, the tailor floats, would be considered out of compliance and after the fact. To address the public health concerns, we did contact Keith Privett with Accomack County Health Department, who stated the facility is in compliance with the health department's regulations, and the health department's marina program has no objections. Also, since the saltwater intake system is a flow-through system with no additives, staff does not anticipate any adverse impacts to state waters. After multiple site visits, staff believes the parking in front of the facility may impact large boat trailers' access to and from the county boat ramp, and would recommend the applicant park in the boat ramp parking lot. However, the parking issue is outside of VMRC's jurisdiction and can be better addressed through the county and the Department of Transportation. Staff also understands the structural concerns of the facility expressed by the protestants. Our standard permit condition number 13 states all structures authorized by this permit which are not maintained in good repair shall be completely removed from state-owned bottom within 3 months after notification by the commission. As for potential of noise pollution, the applicant proposes to enclose the water intake pumps. Enclose the water intake pumps so they should reduce the noise level greatly. To further reduce the water noise from the upwellers, outfall staff recommends the applicant pipe or funnel the water down to an elevation of no higher than mean high water. Staff believes the existing and proposed agriculture-related activities are water-dependent and are a reasonable, permissible use of state-owned bottom. Staff also recommends a royalty assessment should be assessed on any additional structures that were not part of the original permit. Therefore, after evaluating the merits of the entire project and after considering all the factors contained in 28.21205A of the code, staff recommends after-the-fact approval of the project as submitted with the following conditions. Some of this has changed since your evaluation went out. The very last paragraph in number one was added. Number one, the applicant agrees to submit a written rental agreement within 30 days. As I stated earlier, this is because we're concerned without that rental agreement. We feel like we couldn't permit it to the applicant. Permittee agrees to transfer the permit to the property owner if or when the rental agreement is terminated or the property is sold. To reduce the noise pollution and lessen the impact of state bottom, the applicant agrees to pipe or funnel the water from the upwellers down to an elevation no higher than mean high water. The applicant agrees to maintain the structure in good condition. Staff also recommends a triple permit fee of $300, a one-time triple royalty assessment of $1,224 based on the additional platform and shed encroachment. And this is over 272 square feet of state-owned submerged lands at a triple rate of $4.50 per square foot, plus a one-time royalty of $35.40 for the tailor floats at a rate of 5 cents per square foot. And this is based on the bold outline of 708 square feet for a total royalty of $1,259.40. Finally, staff recommends the commission consider the civil charge of $1,000 for the unauthorized oversized storage shed, oversized platform, water pumps, and tailor floats. This recommendation is based on minimum impact and minor deviation. And finally, should the commission deny Mr. Blanchard's application or the written rental agreement not be submitted, staff recommends the applicant be required to remove all additional additions, including the upwellers, oyster grader, tables, water pumps, floats within 30 days. Here to answer any questions, and the applicant is also present.
Questions from the commission. Mr. Ballard.
Was the unpermitted additions that have been done, was that done by the applicant or by the property owner?
By the original property owner, Mr. Pruitt, back in, when he originally built it.
Okay.
We did not have a compliance officer in 92. The compliance officer, is my understanding, until he started in 94. Thereabouts. So there wasn't a check on that.
Mr. Ballard.
So as a follow-up, I guess I'm curious as to your thoughts on the civil charge when it seems, we'll let the applicant speak, but that they might not have known that was permitted or not.
That's why I separated it out.
Okay.
It's up to you.
And that was my question.
Mr. Hill.
The civil penalty to whom?
Mr. Blanchard has accepted any of the charges. I think that's going to be part of their rental agreement. He can explain that better.
Other questions from the commission?
Which would include the royalties.
Mr. Packard.
The oyster grater, you know, do you have any concerns about that with regard to that being all in the open water? We hear oftentimes about people describing sort of an industrialization of their creek, and one of the things they mentioned, graders and stuff that blows off trash and debris, et cetera.
I think the grater itself, it's going to be a little bit of noise, but out of the six letters that are there, no one talked about the grater. They mm-hmm. talked about the just the flow of the water in the pumps.
Okay.
As far as a noise issue. As far as pollution into the creek, I think any pier, any facility is going to have that problem. And I don't know how to correct that.
Okay.
Other questions from the commission? I have a quick question. What's going on with the pier to the right of this application?
If you go back, that pier was there prior to 62. So it's an unpermitted structure, but it is before...
Before we had jurisdiction.
Jurisdiction. And it hasn't changed. They've been maintaining some of it. It hasn't been enlarged.
Is it a residential pier?
No, that's commercial also.
Okay.
Yeah, those two are commercial. The other three in the area were not.
Okay. Great. Thank you for answering that. Any other questions from the commission? Mr. Erskine.
Azure, so you mentioned there are six individuals that were opposed, but only three submitted letters or written statements?
We have six letters.
Okay.
But after talking to most of them, three of them did not want them to be considered a protest. It was more of a concern. Have you looked at this? Have you looked
okay.
at this? Versus, I think most of them understand that this facility has been there for quite some time and the other facility had been there. And like a lot of waterfront towns, people buy second homes, and the area changes and gets a little more icy between commercial and riparian homes.
Mr.
Erskine,
if I can follow up, one of the letters seemed to indicate that this is an area that's zoned residential, but this operation has been in existence for a while, and they don't necessarily oppose the business, I guess. But it's a suggestion to address some of these, like the noise issue you indicated. That's what it seems to be more of the property owner's concern versus we don't want commercial business in a residential area. That's not the case.
No. Okay. I think that's what we're dealing with.
Is right.
I think in a couple of theirs, perfect world, neither one of those two commercial activities would be there. But they realize it's there.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Badger. Is the applicant present or represented? Would you please come forward, sir? I need to swear in, so please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
Please step in front of the microphone and state your name for the record.
Kenneth Blanchard.
Ms. Blanchard, is there anything else you'd like to add to this?
I took over this facility a long time ago, and I always thought I operated in the permitted manner. And when we rebuilt the place, we still thought we were within the permitted areas, but apparently it's not. And we'd just like to continue doing business there and settle the matter, basically, get our permit straight.
Staff has recommended a civil charge of $1,000. Do you have a response to that?
if this board thinks it's appropriate, then we'll pay it.
Do you think it's fair?
Well, the original owner didn't have it built on the correct location, and, you know, it's technically it's a violation, so maybe, but I don't think it's fair, no. I mean, we've been there a long time, and we've never had no problems until we rebuilt the place. The original place was falling into the water, and we fixed it, and people didn't like it, and now we got to deal with it.
Let me see if there's some other questions from the commission. Are there other questions from the commission? Apparently not. Thank you. Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter, either in favor or in opposition to this project? Anybody in the audience wish to testify on this matter? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Tanker.
In this case, as the beginning of the discussion, I don't see where we really need to apply a civil charge, so I would not support that. However, I would support the granting of this application. So I can make that a motion if you'd like.
See if there's more discussion. I see heads nodding, but is there any other discussion? If you want to make that
I'll
a
make
motion?
Make that a motion, then I'll move to approve this after-the-fact application, and I move at the same time not to apply a civil charge.
A second.
Motion by Mr. Tankard, second by Mr. Ballard. Any discussion on the motion? Mr. Erskine?
I just maybe have a question for clarification.
Sure.
Would that include the triple permit fees and
yes.
That other? Okay.
So, just so that I'm clear, you're motioning for staff recommendation
yes.
In its entirety, and the civil charge, not at all.
Correct.
We all clear. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Any other discussion? I'll call the question. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously. The project is approved. Thank you, sir. You have your permits.
Thank you.